us. Yes, because actually ignorance precedes wisdom. Mm. So you have to be ignorant before you are wise.
So at some point, it can actually happen to any man. It happened to my dad.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to LifePod with C. I am delighted to have you with me today. It's an awesome day. It's a day to be excited. It's a day to be happy. What other reason for one to be happy than just knowing that he has hope? You know, they say where there is life, there is hope. And our hope is in the fact that we have Jesus. Our hope is in the fact that we have this season to celebrate. Are you excited like
yes,
I am?
It's Christmas. It's Keresimesi.
It's Christmas. And I must say that was one amazing intro. I don't think I've had a gengen intro like this before on this podcast.
It's the us effect.
It's the ladies effect, right?
Yeah.
And speaking of ladies, guys, today I am joined by two amazing people.
Yeah.
Two amazing people. These guys, I like to refer to them as my army. They are the ones who make things happen, really. When we talk about LifePod with C, they are the ones who make things happen on this podcast. Ladies and gentlemen, we are joined by the amazing Blessing all the way from Lagos. Blessing, say hey.
Hi. Hi, guys. According to Nengi.
And we have, or we are joined also by the amazing, the one and only, she said, what was that?
Big Nengs.
Nengi is joining us all the way from Port Harcourt. We are so excited to have.
Hi, guys.
Then why do you like hi guys so much like this?
I don't know. It's just very happy.
Like, it's happy, have you?
Yeah, it's like, hi guys.
Amazing, amazing. Thank you so much, guys, for joining on this episode of LifePod with C. This is the season finale.
You're
we
welcome.
Are so excited. Is it finale or finale?
Finale, I guess.
Well, everybody go figure.
Yeah.
We are so excited to be doing this today. It's been an amazing journey. It's been an amazing third season on LifePod with C. Third season. That's really interesting.
A
round of applause. It's been an amazing third season, and we are so excited to be doing this with you guys. Today, we are talking about Christmas. Is Christmas relevant? That's what we're talking about today. Is Christmas relevant? And I have a couple of things to say, and I want to give credit to Dr. David Jeremiah, because we had to prepare a questionnaire. I think it was when? Thursday, right?
Yeah, Thursday.
Nengi prepared a questionnaire, and we shared it out, we put it out, and we got a few responses. But then my mom, just shout out to my mom, an amazing
shout
woman.
Shout out to mommy.
Shout out to mommy.
A soldier as well.
Yeah, so. She sent me this link, and it just simplified everything. It's a message by Dr. David Jeremiah, Why Celebrate Christmas? And it really, really resonated with me. And I felt like, you know, we should also incorporate this into what we are discussing today. So it's going to be a very dynamic one. It's going to be a conversation, you know, trying to make sense of everything we're going to be talking about today on this episode. Is Christmas relevant? Now, I'll be hearing from Nengi, I'll be hearing from Blessing, and I'll be speaking as well. So you're going to be hearing different views from different angles, what people think about Christmas, why they think that the essence has been lost over time, you know, and so on and so forth, and what it should be, at least what we think it should be, you know. So I think Blessing should begin. Let's start with Blessing. So Blessing, tell us.
Oh my God.
So
yes.
Awkward day, so.
You've dodged this one. You always think you'll always be lucky.
Hey,
season 4 is coming.
I'm blessed, my
Don't
dear.
Worry, season 4 is coming. So Blessing, talk to us. Just tell us, you know, we talked about this earlier when we were planning for this. So tell us what you think about this whole thing, and then let's just take it up. Let's take it up from there.
Okay. For me, Christmas is relevant. You know, I've heard some people say that Easter is more relevant than Christmas because of the whole sobriety. You know, everybody is calm. Everybody is thinking about the sacrifices that Jesus had to go through. And so everybody is sober and everybody is giving their life to Christ again. But I think Christmas is as relevant as Easter. I will not say more relevant. And why is that? Because Jesus would not have come to die as a man. He had to come as a baby. He had to be born.
Word.
To be able to die. And so Christmas is that period, that season where we celebrate the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. The first coming. Of course, it's coming again. We celebrate the birth of Jesus. You know, the love of God, giving his only begotten son. So Christmas means a lot to me. And I believe it should be relevant to every Christian, every believer. Because, I mean, if Jesus had not been born, then there is no way Jesus would have died. So really, that's how relevant Christmas is to me.
Thank you so much, Blessing, for that insight. It was very deep, especially where you said Jesus wouldn't have come to die as a man. He had to be born. And if you're trying to say one is more important than the other, then there never would have been an Easter in the first place. I think that's pretty much what you're saying. Yeah, there never would have been an Easter in the first place if you're trying to say that Easter is more important than Christmas. And I love the way you just put a balance to it, that it is that Christmas is as important as Easter. Yes. So thank you very much again for sharing that with us. We are coming over to Nengi, Big Nengs. I don't think I want to ask you again what Christmas is, because I think it's pretty much going to be the same thing as what Blessing has said. When we talk of Christmas, just tell us what you think. You know, I'm sure you have a few things up there that you would love to share with us when it comes to Christmas, the whole idea or the whole concept of Christmas. So tell us.
Hi guys, it's Big Nengs here. So we're going to be talking about my daddy's birthday, guys.
Don't be lying.
My daddy's turning plus one tomorrow on Monday.
In Adi.
Oh,
happy birthday to your dad.
One minute.
Do you know some people will literally say in Adi, daddy, baby Jesus or something? You're going to see very interesting status updates on Monday. Don't worry. You're going to see really, really interesting status updates.
So Christmas for me actually portrays the love of God for mankind and humanity. I mean, for God to love the world that he sent his only begotten son, so that we may not just have life but have it in abundance, and also believe in him and have eternal life. So Christmas symbolizes the love of God for humanity. So Christmas is a reminder that Jesus loves me, that God loves me, that God is mindful of me, God is thoughtful about me.
Yes.
And growing up as a child, I wasn't really taught the essence of Christmas. Christmas for me basically then was just, oh, I have to get new clothes, I'm going to wear new shoes, new hair, just go out, take pictures. The essence of Christmas wasn't taught to me as a child. As I grew and became a born again, and I grew in my faith, and I worship under a good Bible teaching church, so I begin to understand the relevance of Christmas. It goes far beyond our desire. It goes far beyond what we want. It's like a privilege to be loved by God, and knowing that on this day unto us a son was given, a son that the whole mankind will be saved. Because at the birth of the second Adam, we got life in exchange for the birth of a child. So, and as you said, Christmas will not be relevant without Easter will not be relevant without Christmas. Christmas will not be relevant without Easter, because it's the beginning of a journey, and Easter signs the beginning of another journey, not even an end. So to the birth of Christ, there is no end. It's a continuous, endless journey. Celebrating endless journey in Christ, you guys.
Oh my goodness, that's very insightful. You see, I know why I'm very proud, you know, having you guys on this team, because every single time I get to chat to you guys, every single time I get to chat to you guys, it's always insightful. Anyway, moving on, you've said a lot about this, so I'll just look at it from another angle now. We're still talking about Christmas, right? But when we talk of Christmas, what Christmas symbolizes generally is love. That's what it symbolizes, because the act of sending the son to this world to die is something that connotes love. Bible says, for God, so the reason he sent his son was because he loved us and wanted to show us that he loved us.
Yeah.
And I want to also put it this way. Most times, why it is difficult for us to come to terms with the concept of love is because we are trying hard to love God, when what we're supposed to do actually is to leverage on the love
that he has for us. Yeah. You get. That way our love will only be a response.
Do you understand?
To his love.
And not walk. You understand? Yeah. Most of us actually believe that the reason I woke up today and immediately I came outside, I found a cab. In fact, I saw someone that carried me for free to my destination was because I prayed. No wonder I prayed. I prayed really hard. And today just went the way I wanted it to go. Exactly. You know? And you think that is God exercising his... No, God's love for you is not something he's going to do. It's something he has already done. Do you understand? It's a complete, work.
Yeah.
Do you understand? So Christmas is actually supposed to be a time for celebration. What do you do when you're with someone you love? You celebrate the person. Do you understand? It's a time for celebration. And it's really important for us to have this conversation because everywhere around the world, Christmas is celebrated. And yet, half of the world don't really know why they're celebrating in the first place.
Mm.
They don't know why they're celebrating. Most people are doing this because it is another holiday. It's another time to hang out. When I started, I talked about a poll that we created, a questionnaire we created. And shout out to all of you who responded to our questionnaires. If you're listening to this episode, I am very excited. I'm very proud of you guys. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
We love you. We are clapping for you from here. I think someone said something about how Christmas is being celebrated today. It's the third question. What are the practices attributed to Christmas you see today that aren't consistent with the season? Someone said clubbing and shooting explosives. This person has serious beef with knockout. Banger. Another said Santa. This Santa is discussion. Is stopping for another day.
Yeah, I think we should have a full episode
for this one.
Discussing about Santa,
because I don't understand this stress around finances. Blessing, you work in a financial institution. This period, there's so much craze. When you go to a bank now or an ATM, you will see one crazy queue there. Can you tell us what your experience has been? Because we know you're in the financial, you work in that field, in that area. Can you tell us what your experience has been in the past, 7 days?
Well, there's been a high demand for cash. People that have savings, people that have investments. We've seen them trying to get out funds. And of course, the reasons are not far-fetched. People want to travel. People want to buy new clothes, buy new hairs, buy new shoes, and a lot of people want to do parties. In fact, we have organizations throwing parties here and there, inviting celebrities, all in the name of Christmas. So, there are a lot of financial burden, There's something that we call, is it Christmas rush or December rush? Everybody wants to spend. This is the period where you see people go to their village to show off that, I've made so much money in 2023 and I'm here now to spoil you guys. I'm here to show. And at the end of the day, in January, we'll see people come back to Christ. When we'll be taking Gary for the whole of January. So people will join the fasting.
Because
not voluntarily, they'll join fasting because they don't have food to eat anymore and all. So it's really a lot. A lot of people put unnecessary pressure on themselves because they want to celebrate Christmas.
Yes. And I think it's also important to state this, that we are not against any of those, but when that becomes the primary focus, when that becomes the core, it becomes a serious problem. It's something to really, really look out for. You don't exactly want to put that kind of pressure on yourself because that isn't the real essence of this season. It's good to celebrate and all of that, but I see some people feel terrible. Some people feel very, very, very bad that, they'll be like, this Christmas is not Christmas, This, we all know those kinds of languages, So it's not really the essence of the Christmas. Is not a time for you to make sure that you meet up.
It's not a time for selfish desire.
Do you understand? It's not the time for you to do any of these things. But and that's why we're having these conversations. Somebody said another person said one thing that isn't consistent with the season. Said forced celebrations, which completely changes the essence. You see, we're not saying don't celebrate. We're not saying don't do these things. We're not saying these things are wrong or it's a sin or it's bad. No. But what we're saying is when it becomes the reason why you are, when it becomes the center of this season, then it becomes a problem.
And then
go ahead.
Sorry, I'm cutting you short. We have some people that go to clubs, that go to beer parlors, all in the name of Christmas celebration. Like, they want to paint the town red, and they are drinking all manner of things and smoking what they should not. And these things are false celebrations. Like, you're not supposed to be celebrating Christ. If Christ is the reason for Christmas, then that is the wrongest way to celebrate him. I'm not sure Christ would be... I think someone also responded that he's not sure Christ would be smiling at us with the kind of celebrations that people do around. And it's true.
In fact, taking off from what you said, Dr. David Jeremiah said something. He said from a study, this year, Americans will spend or have spent, depending on when you are listening to this, maybe it's after Christmas you're listening to this, but he said that study shows that Americans will spend at least $700 billion
this Christmas.
Buying Christmas gifts for every other person. Apart
from the celebrant. Do you get, like, I think this also takes me to where people want to celebrate Christmas and then they think about themselves. They say things like, I've tried this year, I've worked from January to December.
I'm to reward myself.
Let me just do this thing for myself. Forgetting the essence. Like, I think a lot of people do not know. They are not aware. The reason why I know is because I'm in Christ and I've been opportune to be schooled and to be disciplined onto the truth. A lot of people don't know. They don't even... to them, Christmas is just... oh, it's end of the year, we're wrapping up. Oh, yes. Oh, Jesus is the reason for the season. That's it. Okay. The next thing is like, oh, where is the party? Or is it the one I'm seeing? Oh, where is the calendar calendar for the parties and everything? Let's turn up. It's about to be dirty. All those. My sister, save yourself some cash and think about the proper reason for the season.
Yeah. Again, I will always take us back. I'll still take us back again. Nobody is saying don't celebrate. In fact, I don't think I have any bad memories about Christmas. I have very wonderful memories of Christmas. I have awesome memories of Christmas because every Christmas, matter of fact, as a matter of principle, in my home or in my family, in my house, as a matter of principle, everybody comes back home. Everybody comes back home except for cases where it is unavoidable. Maybe your job will not allow you to travel, or maybe proximity, distance. But where you can, it is a thing of principle. In fact, I remember maybe my dad knew he was going to pass the next year, because in 2020, he said, Chima, I want you to come back home for Christmas. And I did not object to it. I just said, yes, sir. You understand? So yeah. I'm not against family, you know, hanging out, celebrating and all of that. But at the core of that should be the fact that this was when something significant happened.
Yeah.
And what is that like, it's so significant that it is something that brought about hope. That brought about escape for you. You know, we're talking earlier today, before this, we started recording, Nengi, we're talking, and I was like, do you know what it means? Do you know the implication of Jesus coming or Jesus' birth? Like, it's such that if he never came,
would have been buying goats. And
God, first of all, God wouldn't have been angry with him.
Yeah.
God wouldn't have been angry with Jesus, because the Bible said he sought for a man and he did not find anybody. Yeah. He did not say, Jesus, come and go. Do you understand? Because from my Bible, I understand that he sought for a man. He was looking. He did not mandate. It was, I'm sure it was Jesus who willingly, do you understand? But Jesus came so that an escape route will be made available for us. If not, like I said earlier, our hustle between January and November
will include saving money to buy goods.
To buy goods.
Because we need to.
So that you'll be able to afford to buy. And that is if you see.
Exactly.
Because, like you said, one big man would have
bought 100.
Do you understand?
And of course,
for himself and his family.
Demand and supply. They would have increased the price. So people that don't have money cannot buy.
And then the price, of course, inflation.
Just look at Job.
Uh-huh.
Do you see Job? Uh-huh, like, we're not even far fresh from the truth.
Exactly.
Where he always offers sacrifices for his children in atonement for whatever offenses that they must have done.
Mm-hmm.
So now imagine how he was that, it was a constant for him. He was he was something he was doing every other week.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine, and he was well to do so he could afford it. He was even doing for the ones that his sons would be, like, their partying.
Yes,
so the sins of their partying, just in case. Mm-hmm. For sins that they've not even committed, just do you understand? So now let's take it, and then Christ had not come.
Mm-hmm.
So you see, would have been doing the same thing
by now.
Now, goats, there'll be scarcity of goats,
very better scarcity
of ram. If I see ram now, ram is like hot cake, of course. Now,
they will not be able to lie, they the cannot
Lord,
buy
the Lord, cannot even be your shepherd.
Lie,
you need the goats.
So it's so much. It's way beyond the things we've come to see, the things we've seen it to be today. It's way beyond all that. It's way beyond, you know, all of that. It's way beyond all the celebration. There's something very interesting here. There's a particular question. If you could change something about the way Christmas is celebrated, what will it be? And somebody said, I would change the X in Xmas to Christmas.
What's that X for, Seth?
I don't know where it came from. Blessing, can you tell us, where did the X come from?
Well, I read something one time about X being the initial letter in Greek for Christ. So okay. I think that was where the X came from.
Are you serious?
Yes. So if you're writing Christ in Greek, was it Greek? I think it was Greek. The first letter is X. So in a bit to shorten the name, so we're not writing Christmas, you cannot put X, that's the first letter, and
okay,
mass.
Christ.
Yes.
Oh.
But then again, like we know, the devil is always looking for ways to infiltrate and to pollute the pure things that God gives, right? So in as much as the intent of that Xmas might be, they may have good intentions to why the Christmas was shortened to Xmas, but then again, it has turned something else. The devil has polluted it, and people are now seeing a negative part to it. People are now classifying Xmas as, oh, it doesn't have to do with Christ, you know, it has to do with, it's just a celebration or a mass that we do, you know, after Halloween, it's Xmas, and all of that. So they're trying to cut off Christ, who is the reason for Christmas in the first place. So originally it was Greek letter X that was, you know, inscribed in Christmas, but now that's done something else. So personally, I don't really like shortening it to Xmas. It's Christmas, it's not that long. What's the difference between Xmas and Christmas? I think it's just about four letters. So just spell the full thing.
Exactly. Okay, so now, having said everything we've said, before I ask the ultimate question, let me hear from you guys. Nengi first. Is there any other thing you want to add? Are there any reactions to any part of the questionnaire that you want to address, or any other thing you want to add before I ask a very important question?
Okay, so what I would like to add is the importance of teaching the relevance of Christmas in our homes. I mean, we shouldn't leave, a lot of parents leave this to the world to teach. They leave this to schools, they leave this to people outside, and they forget their primary responsibility is to imbibe this. So I want to urge every parent, every uncle, every auntie to really, really teach these young children what Christmas is about. So they don't just, like, a lot of times you hear a child say, oh, I'm going to be good all through the year so that I can get a gift from Santa Claus. To get, like, Santa Claus is like so more important than Christmas. Yes, and a lot of parents encourage these things. They encourage it a lot. And that child is going to grow into an adult. He's going to go into another adult that will have another child. And then that's how you see the channel or the circle continues. So I feel like every adult should unlearn the importance of Christmas. It should be a heartfelt knowledge. It should be something that you know. And if you call yourself a Christian, you should be able to say of it. Like if I ask you the question, why are we celebrating Christmas? You should be able to tell me, oh, because of Christ. Why because of Christ? You should be able to tell me, oh, because God gave his son to us to die, because it's the beginning of redemption for the world. So I want to just use this church to urge everyone out there, please go back to your study. Go back to learning about Christmas. Why? Go back to teaching your home. So the next generation will not be unaware. They will not be ignorant.
Yes.
And the devil prize on the ignorance of men.
Very true.
So the devil is really fighting this whole essence. Like wherever Christ is prevailing, the devil is always going to come and fight. So let us preserve our culture, because to me this is a culture, the way of life. And the way of life as Christians is our culture. Our culture is Christ-like. Our culture is to embed knowledge into our children. Into even if you have a friend, talk to your friend. You can ask this question. Let it be something conversational. Let you guys be able to talk. Like, oh, how far now, Chima? What do you think about Christmas? And if your friend has a wrong idea, you try to educate him from a place of love, so that his heart posture is in the right place. He's a lot of people are under pressure, Chima.
True.
I'm in the hair industry, so I know. If you are in the beauty industry, you understand that December is the rush month. Everybody wants to look good. Everybody wants hair before 25th of December. Ah, I'm traveling to my village. Oh, please, can I? If our people are willing to pay double, express, just so that they can get their hair. And these people do not even understand, why are we celebrating this Christmas? They just want to pepper them. They just want to, when they enter, let them know that, yes, my hair is speaking. Before, when I tilt my neck like
this,
let my
hair... Yes, they should know. It should speak.
It should speak. You get... Let my hair respond by itself. I don't need the movement, the flow. Just be... See, yeah, people are just so vain in character, vain in mind of this celebration. Like, it's not our birthday. You have your own birthday. Celebrate your birthday and your own celebration. But this one belongs to my daddy. So we are celebrating the right way, guys. We are celebrating the right way.
All right. Thank you, Nengi. Thank you, Nengi. True. Yes. Please, fire on blessing.
Okay. So I saw a question on... in the questionnaire, how did Christmas transition from religious origins to become a widely celebrated cultural and commercial event? And although I appreciate the responses, I wasn't really satisfied with the responses I saw, so I went to check. Right, I personally did not answer that question because I was not sure of the transition. Right, I was not sure how he transitioned. I know that there was a transition from. I'm just going to read what I discovered out, and I'll try to be fast about it. So the first time the birth of Jesus Christ was attributed to the date December 25th was in the 4th century. Of course we know that Jesus' birth was not necessarily celebrated. I mean, after the wise men came to celebrate Jesus and gave him gold, myrrh and frankincense at his birth, there was no account of Jesus' birth being celebrated again until the 4th century when Emperor Constantine, I think his name was Constantine or something, he stated that, oh, Jesus Christ should be celebrated at so and so time, although that was a period where they were doing a pagan worship, December 25th, and he decided that, oh, instead of doing this pagan worship, he was a Christian, was an emperor, instead of doing this pagan worship, let us turn it to a Christian celebration, celebrate Jesus Christ in a bid to turn his community to Christ, right?
Oh.
So that was where Christmas originated from. But study has shown, people actually went and did study and did research and discovered that Mary was spoken to by an angel sometime around March 25th. And so if Mary was spoken to by March 25th, then approximately Jesus Christ should have been born in December 25th. So some school of thoughts have it that December 25th is the right date. Some school of thoughts have it that December 25th is not the right date. But however, Christmas being celebrated on December 25th started in the 4th century. And the early celebration of Christmas were thought to have been derived from Romans. Like I said earlier, the emperor and all of that. So some of the customs of that celebration included decorating homes with greenery. That's why we see green. Mm. People say green, the color of Christmas. It was from that celebration. Mm-hmm. Green was a symbol of fruitfulness, right? So they usually decorate their houses with green. They usually gave gifts to their loved ones. They sang songs and they ate special foods. So this whole thing that we are seeing, even in Nigeria now, like everybody is eating special food, you know, and all of that. It was something that was done then. Although they were doing it for the wrong reason, before the emperor came and turned it all to Christmas. He turned it and he said, instead of celebrate the pagan god, let's celebrate Christ instead. And so it was a normal thing. So it transitioned from that. And then sometime in the 4th century, there was a legend of one Saint Nicholas that it was done in Asia. A bishop in Asia Minor believed that there was a Saint Nicholas. And then people started celebrating Saint Nicholas. And that transitioned to the 12th century. And people were honoring Saint Nicholas on December 6th. And gifts were given a night before to people, and they're saying Saint Nicholas guy was the one giving gifts to people, protecting children and helping the poor and all of that. And that was where the concept of Santa Claus came you know, from that Saint Nicholas in the 12th century. It was predominantly seen in the 12th century. That was when the whole Saint Nicholas issue came to be, and we had people in Netherlands saying it's Santa Claus. Some people in Britain called him Father Christmas. You know, in France, they called him Père Noël and all of that. So that was where Santa Claus. So we can see from all this that the celebration of Christmas started eight centuries before Santa Claus came to be. So when people are like, oh, we're celebrating Christmas, so let's bring a Santa Claus, it is not relevant. I'm sorry to say, I know that I was, as a child, I was very excited about seeing Santa Claus. And even though my sister was scared of Santa Claus anyway, I know she will listen to this podcast, so let me say it. So I was excited about seeing Santa Claus and all of that. But that is not relevant. Santa Claus is not the reason for Christmas celebration. Of course, we can do the other practices of giving gifts. It's a way we show love. We can do the other practices of eating special food. It's a way we celebrate. But some things should not be done. Santa Claus is not necessary for Christmas. There was a song I was listening to last week, and it was the young boy that was singing. I think it was about 3 or 4. He said that Christmas is not about Christmas trees, right? So Jesus is the main reason for Christmas. Let us forget the Santa Claus. Let us forget the Christmas trees and all of those things and celebrate Jesus. Yeah. For Jesus, the celebration of Jesus existed before the celebrations of Santa Claus, before the celebration of whatever. So we should, like Nengi rightly said, we should teach our children, we should teach our loved ones, we should teach our relatives these things and make them know, so that we do not, at the end of the day, have a generation that do not know what Christmas is all about, and all they know about is Xmas, Santa Claus, being a good person so that Santa Claus will give you presents. There is no Santa Claus anywhere. Yes, people might have believed it, but before that belief came to be, there was a real Christmas celebration, and it was for the King of Kings. It was for Jesus. So let us keep Christmas about Jesus.
Yeah, that was very, very, deep. Very, deep.
It was very insightful.
Yeah, very, very insightful. And most of these things that she said today, I'm hearing for the very first time, actually. I should pay tight, Abby. I'm hearing for the first time, and it's good. That's why we're having stuff like this. We're having talks like this.
Online.
Yeah. So thank you very much, Blessing, for sharing. Nengi, in closing, is Christmas relevant?
Yes, please. My daddy's birthday is relevant. Very relevant.
So tell us why. Why is it relevant? Because that's why we're having this podcast in the first place.
Okay.
So because we're tying up everything now. So why is Christmas relevant?
Okay, so like I said earlier, Christmas is remembering the symbol of God's love for us as children of God and as mankind. God loves us so much that he sent his son to die for us. So even if the other school of thought that says Christ's birthday is not on 25th, I mean, there's nothing wrong in picking a date. I think someone said in the questionnaire that most of our parents did not know.
They don't even know when they were born.
So they just picked a date and celebrated their birthday on that. There's nothing wrong in picking a date to celebrate the birth of our Savior.
Mm. So, in fact, what the person said, he said, I would rather, it's more important to celebrate the
event than the date.
Yes.
Yeah, so Christmas is so relevant because it just gives us the opportunity to set a day aside and celebrate our Lord, celebrate our Father, to be grateful for the love of God, to be deeply immersed in the love God has for us. Like it's better for us to reflect on the love of God on that day rather than worry about the frivolous things.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to say this to everyone: in your celebrating Christmas, take like an hour to just sit and ponder on the love of God, reflect on the love of God. Like, just take a time for you and God, and just get to know this your lover that you see. Mm-hmm. Imagine if you had a partner, and it was your partner's birthday. You'll be so happy and so immersed in the love. You even think about yourself.
Yes.
You even think about what do you want to do for yourself. Mm-hmm. You will be worried about getting a good hair for yourself. Mm-hmm. You just be worried about, I want to make this person happy. You even organize a surprise party for your lover. You even go all out, spending money, buying things. So if you see it from this point of view, that it's not about you. This day is about our Lord. It's about God. It's about Jesus. If you take that day, lavish your love on him, worship him, praise him, because God takes a lot of joy in our worship and our praises. You know your Father's love language. Do those things that make him happy. Do those things that brings joy to his heart. Dance, pray, just spend so much time with him on that day, knowing that, okay, this is not about me.
Mm-hmm.
It's not about me. It's about my daddy. So you guys, celebrate my daddy's birthday.
Yes, thank you. I'm going to take off from where Nengi stopped, talking about love, thinking about the love of God. Something happened to me, I think it was 2 weeks ago, on my way to work. I just started listening to this song, and then I don't know when I started crying on the road. On the road. I was trying hard to contain it, because while I was listening to this song, there were some lines, there were some things I heard in the song that just took me back memory lane. And I started remembering certain things. I started remembering how God fought for me. I started remembering how God, like, I started remembering things. And at that point, in fact, the whole of that day was just giving to worship. So if you take time to think about God's love for yourself, you will find out that there is nothing you will ever do that will make God so mad at you. You will realize too that there is nothing that you will ever do that will qualify you, that qualifies you for his love.
Yeah.
In fact, let's start from there. There is nothing you can ever do that qualifies you for God's love, and there is nothing that you will do that will make him love you less than he has loved you. Because the Bible says that he has loved you with an everlasting love. You get Romans chapter 5 verse 8 says, but God demonstrates his own love for us in this. While we were still sinners, KJV says, while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. So even in his death, or in his coming to die for us, he didn't come to die for us because we assured him that we will now do well just because he came to die for us.
Yeah,
do you understand? Really. It was an act of love, an express act of love.
Kindness of his heart.
So these are things that you will remember. It just puts you in this place where you just begin to think about these things and how it just impacts your life. Never say, I would have told God this, or I would have told him about this, but I don't think he will understand. Because the truth is, he actually understands more than you will ever know.
Yeah.
More than you will ever know. He has seen what we've seen. He came as human. He lived the human life.
Scripture says we do not have a high priest that does not touch with our infirmities. He does. Yeah. So he's not far-fetched. He has felt it. He has felt pain. He has felt betrayal. He has felt anger. He has felt all these things.
All of that.
So he can... when he says, I understand you, you should know that.
You should know.
He's saying from a... he's not talking from a place of higher mind. He's talking from a place of, I got you.
Yes,
I know. I've
been
there.
Exactly. I've been there. So...
Well, I've not even suffered. Did they put any thorn on top of
on top
your
of
head?
Your head. And when these things... You could... It's not like when they put it, he said, oh, I'm God. I'm not going to feel any pain. He felt it.
Like, what even made me understand was at the mountain of Gethsemane, where he was praying, and then... Scripture said that his sweat was as thick as blood, and he was crying so well that the Holy Spirit had to come and comfort him and strengthen him. Mm-hmm. That he even said that, if I have a
if
choice,
possible,
remove this from my
this
body,
cup,
but not my,
my will, but
will
yours.
That's to show you how he felt everything.
Mm-hmm.
For him to, no. So even when,
There's so much, like the significance of this season is much more. Now we see it, because if we continue to talk about this, it gets bigger, the picture gets bigger.
Yeah.
So the significance is way more than what we have made it out to be today. Most people have made this season to be a time for attending concerts and all. I'm not going to judge anybody, but you see, there's no such thing as darkness. There's only the absence of light, and that's what we are doing. We are putting out the light out there and letting everybody experience what we have experienced firsthand. I'm sure you will enjoy it when you come over to this side of life. Thank you so much, guys. Okay, no, I promised that I was going to make one of us here do the sign out. So, blessing.
Oh, my Lord.
Blessing. Blessing, sign us out.
Yay! So we've come to the end of our episodes for the year 2023, and we want to appreciate all our consistent listeners. Yes, thank you very much for always listening, taking our time to listen to our podcasts, and we trust that every episode has been a blessing to you. And we thank you for listening to this one. Even for our first time listeners or our once in a while listeners, we appreciate you as well. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you very much, my director, Mr. Chima Okoye, for this opportunity to sign us out. Thank you, Nengi, for being a role model, a mentor, a superwoman, and all. We know that this episode has been a blessing to you, and we look forward to blessing you more in 2024. Peace out.
Yay, 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 yay. Thank you very much, Blessing. And thank you, everybody. Nengi, tell everybody bye-bye, Tuna.
Bye, guys. Bye, everyone.